And we are back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. aka SuperRoll357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by
the guy, King Hoopla. I ain't got nothing else. I'm working on it.
You're not going
to use it. It's in construction.
I've
abandoned it.
The subscript, I guess.
Yeah, it's in construction right now.
You're updating your flavor text. If you're a Pokemon card, you'd be updating your flavor text. I don't know if Pokemon cards have flavor text.
I didn't play with Pokemon.
Oh, see, Magic. Did you play Yu-Gi-Oh?
I play Yu-Gi-Oh.
All right, so they have like little quotes at the bottom of the card by like a character that doesn't have really.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you have flavor text. You're updating your flavor text.
Mm-hmm. Like how they probably be used or some shit like that. Not even like, just something about
it. It kind of gives a back, flavor text usually gives a background to the lore. So like, I play Magic. So in Magic, it'll have the abilities, and at the bottom, it'll have a quote like, I was running through all these niggas.
Okay.
Or something like that.
And oh, you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
It applies to the picture. It's just just kill four.
Oh, I got you.
Type shit, that type of thing.
I'm working on my flavor text.
Yeah. This week, we actually are starting off with some weirdly positive news
from
a very weird place in America.
I mean, it's where things happen. Good or bad things happen.
Everything happens. Everything that could happen in America happens in Florida.
In literally Florida.
And recently, Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed, and they're going to allow veterans to become teachers with no college degree. But it's not necessarily that cut and dry. Essentially, what they want are military veterans that served at least 4 years or were honorably discharged, have 60 college courses, and then they would have to pass an exam that essentially validates their proficiency in whatever subject they wanted to teach. And once that's all fulfilled, they would then be given like a temporary license to teach for 5 years while they actually work on their legitimate education degree. And for a country that's constantly screaming, how can we help our vets? You know, what's the best? Give the vets jobs.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, this, that, and the third. In a world where no one wants to become a teacher anymore, and a place like Florida is suffering from over, I think, 8,000 empty slots for teachers.
Oh, damn, I didn't know that.
As a state.
Yeah. That's wild. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Not seem perfect.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? This is one of those things that seems at first glance, if you just hear, oh, veterans in Florida can just apply to be a teacher and that's all it is, seems kind of stupid. But when you read into it, it actually is. It helps because veterans are one of the more just forgotten communities in this country completely.
Yeah.
Veterans, you know, people, they give their life for the country, give their sanity for the country, give their physical being for the country.
Give their families up.
Give their families up for the country to return to absolutely nothing. Very minimal help, and the help you get is not sufficient. You know what I'm saying? I have a father that's a veteran. You know what I'm saying? And I understand how that goes. You know what I'm saying? So I can't necessarily say this is a bad thing. In a place like Florida, where a lot of dumb shit constantly happens.
Does it,
go ahead.
Does it take away from the GI Bill altogether, or is that like, is it something else completely different?
GI Bill is completely different.
Okay.
Yeah, the GI Bill is completely different. This is for this is to give veterans jobs. GI Bill is money for school.
Okay. Because you said they're going to school too.
Yeah, they're going to have to go to school.
Yeah.
So if they're a veteran, they'll probably use their GI Bill to go to school.
All right.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? It'll be, or if they're able to, you know, access the GI Bill. It'll be a good pipeline to get veterans back to work.
Yeah, that's true. But
now having veterans, I mean, you have to go through, I mean, there's no psyche evaluation for a teacher. But
the thing about, that's my thing about it, because it's not that, I personally don't think it's that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you figure
spectacular, because I've had a lot of veterans and teachers in my years.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've had plenty of veterans.
We live in a military area.
Yeah. Even before I came to Prince George, I had a lot of veterans.
But think about it. For 4 years of service, and you could be 22 and be a teacher.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
out of the military, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's instead of going to college, and then you replace your college with the military, I guess. It's,
But how many 22 years want to teach a class, though?
A lot of 22.
Fresh out of, I know a lot of 22 years that do want to teach.
A lot fresh of younger out of people want to teach until they realize how shitty it is to be a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, too. This is giving a shitty job to people with no jobs. It's kind of a win-win
for all parties. Because teachers don't get paid enough regardless.
Well, yeah, exactly.
He's going to get paid enough regardless.
Exactly.
And I think it also highlights how the pandemic also affected, like, you know what I'm saying, how people weren't working and stuff like that. So it also,
oh, yeah, that's exactly
it kind of emphasizes on how much teachers haven't, you know what I'm saying,
how many
teachers, of course, how vital teachers are in society. Because you saw how the virtual learning went at the beginning. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to teach through that type of method. And then you have teachers quitting over that and over other reasons, personal reasons, due to COVID and stuff like that. So you have a lot of slides, like we've even seen in our area. Like, you know what I'm saying, Petersburg and Richmond have partnered up with Virginia State, you know what I'm saying,
provide
teaching jobs, free schooling.
Oh,
for
wow.
teacher to fill those slots for the teachers, So it's not just a Florida thing; it's a nationwide thing.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying, where teachers are at like very low. You know what I'm saying, and people willing to actually go back in the classroom.
Retention rate for teachers is at all time low.
Exactly. So there actually needs to be a lot of stuff. I think whoever runs for president next time needs to have that in there, like the education bill or some shit like
Hold on, while we're speaking about the military, we're going to talk about this last. But we'll just talk about it now. So, you know, it used to be a really big incentive. You know, it's almost a meme. Hold on, let me make sure.
It is a meme.
You think it's a meme?
It's a meme.
Oh, yeah. At this point, it's what you would call it. It's in pop culture. But Dodge has announced that they will be discontinuing both the Challenger and Charger models of cars.
Yeah.
So what do people have? What reason is there to join the military now?
To travel.
What reason? What? Why would I travel? Why would I want to go to Korea?
Because you can still get a Camaro. You can still get a Camaro.
Camaros are a lot more expensive.
I know they are. But they're a lot nicer, too.
See, the Challenger, you could get a real nice, the scat packs, right?
Yeah, you can.
And pretend you had a really, really fucking nice car.
That's true. Just putting some nice lights on, putting, you know what I'm saying?
I think, okay, God, I don't really care about Dodge discontinued. Well, yes, I do. Because the hood is fucked up about this.
The hood is going to be fucked up about
it. What are they going to ride in now?
They still got Crown Vicks and shit like that.
Not like they had the scat
pack. Not like they used to,
The scat pack had the streets and the fucking
I don't know. What the fuck are niggas going to be driving? They just got to go back to the box Chevys and shit like that.
What box Chevy? They're not going back over.
No, they're not.
Motherfuckers, my thing is, nobody has a reason to join the military no more. The streets are fucked up.
Then
what is
Dodge doing?
I think Dodge is directly targeting the black community with this.
Nope. There's going electric. Everybody's going electric.
Well, I mean, you can go electric
X20,
and still keep your mainstays.
The
Mustang has there's an electric Mustang.
Yeah, but they ain't going to keep. They don't want niggas to get the Challenger, electric Challenger.
Why not?
A Charger.
Why not?
I don't know.
Put a scat pack in the electric Charger. Put a lightning cable Charger on the Charger.
A lightning cable Charger.
USB-C.
A USB-C for the high-speed iPhone.
Exactly.
That bitch.
Get you a fiber wire USB-C to charge your bitch.
My life.
No, but I guess in a world where the difference between luxury and base and non-luxury cars is really kind of murky.
Yeah.
Nowadays, Challengers and Chargers, especially with the many problems, production problems as they have, they're probably losing more money.
Yeah, and probably
for Dodge than they're making.
Yeah.
And nowadays,
I would say pollution too.
People, I don't think they give a fuck about pollution. I don't think they're selling enough of them motherfuckers. I think people are buying Teslas and BMWs and shit now.
As they should. Well, I don't know about BMWs, but.
Well, I mean, cars are coming with DLC at this point.
DLC.
So, there's a model of BMW for sure, and other companies have talked about it, or there have been rumblings of their companies doing it, but at the very least, there's a BMW that you buy, and it comes with the heated seats, but you got to pay like $18 a month to actually have access to use them.
Oh, that's terrible. What the fuck? There's plenty of cars.
But I'm saying that's how they're making cars now.
Why would you do that?
To lock people, to get more money. Get continual income.
That's terrible.
It's the world we live in.
That's terrible.
We went.
There's plenty of cars that have heated seats for free.
We went to.
You probably get them installed.
We went to subscription-based services for everything and loved it so much they've started to implement it on every part of our life.
Well, shit, give me a gas card then.
Yeah, exactly. Subscription.
I'll subscribe to that. I'll subscribe to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Would you subscribe to R. Kelly's cult?
No.
Why not, man?
Because I don't support his actions.
Well, of course you don't support him.
So why would I subscribe to his cult? And you know I like a good cult too.
Yeah, that's very true. That's what I'm saying. Why not R. Kelly's love?
Because it's nothing to be proud of. Because
you don't have to participate too.
You're still supporting and acknowledging what the man's doing. Yeah, or not true. Acknowledging what the man's doing.
That's true. And that's the case in this one because R. Kelly's back now back on trial for in Chicago for the same shit he was in New York. So he's going to get hemmed up again today. They got to narrow down the jury selection.
And they said, because his, I did read this. His attorneys said that they were trying not to get jurors that have watched The Surviving R. Kelly. But the DA and the judge threw that out the window. So, you know what I'm saying? It is. So, jurors are admissible to have watched The Surviving R. Kelly season one and season two and be on the stand.
Yeah, they were saying that they couldn't have been impartial to the discussion or the trial, rather. And not only is R. Kelly getting tried this time, his managers and everybody that was helping him, you know, set up this shit, they're not getting charged with sex crimes, but they're getting charged with lesser shit like forging documents and shit like that. And for the first time, we're seeing, and we've always said this, R. Kelly deserves to be in jail, but so should everybody else around him.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The people that were orchestrating it for him. Mm. Because it's seemingly in a lot of these cases, it wasn't him walking up to these people saying, you know what I'm saying? He was sending men out.
They couldn't have made that show without all them deals.
And that's the crazy.
That makes sense.
That's the crazy.
That makes
thing.
Sense now. That makes a lot of sense.
Surviving R. Kelly would not have even happened.
It was a plea deal.
It wasn't even a plea deal. It was them trying to come clean before they got hemmed up.
Yeah.
And they still got hemmed up. And that's so fucking terrible. That's another angle on this. Like how you could, that's snitching essentially. You were in on it with the man. And instead of going to the police, you go to TV for it, try to get you a check thinking you're going to get clear.
Yeah.
Because you were like, oh, I didn't know you. We knew you were proof because you were doing it, and now that's why you guys getting hemmed up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, finally, some justice is coming. Like, R. Kelly is never going to see the light of day.
And the parents
Sony owns out, every single thing he's ever done, so he'll never see any money.
But they bended that, too.
Yeah, but say they bended that for, you know, again, for the light of day. There's nobody really to feel sorry for in this situation but his, like, kids and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Crying
and the
man.
Victims. And the victims. I'm not talking about, like, people going to jail.
Oh, okay.
Other than the victims and his kids, there's nobody to feel sorry for.
That is 100%
I'm glad everybody that's associated with R. Kelly is feeling the fallout.
Me too.
From this after letting this happen.
As they should. The parents need to start being held accountable, too. Eventually, if not now. However, that gets thrown into the mix of the equation. But, yeah, it's good to see people getting hemmed up for R. Kelly's bullshit. The R. Kelly,
Saga
cult, I don't know. Circus?
That's a good way. I don't know how to put it either.
That's what you would call. Oh, like, ring. That's what you would call. You will call. You will. You. Yep. You will call it that. That's exactly what you call it.
Classified as was a sex trafficking ring.
Yeah, I wonder what the case is called.
Probably R. Kelly versus State.
Oh damn, that sucks. You see, they gave Young Boy a better name than that, and he beat it.
What was it?
Young Boy. What is it?
I don't know.
You remember because you made a joke about it.
Damn, it was a long time.
Never ago, broke again or something like that.
Never rich again.
Yeah, never rich. I don't know. Something that the state had made up. Well, you know, yeah.
Speaking of the state making up shit. Happy birthday to Young Thug.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to the God. Well, yeah, to the God.
Way to check himself. Young Thug is now spending a birthday in jail.
Probably,
it's not going to be his last one. It's not going to be his last birthday in jail.
Seems like it.
According to recent leaks, reports, you know, things that have been floating across the internet, Young Thug has been snitched out completely.
Yep.
Lil Woody said that, I saw him rent the car.
Damn.
I was there. I seen them do it, whatever he all said he did.
Damn.
That nigga did it. And it's because he got caught up in something with somebody. So this is a fallout from that. He's not the only person seemingly
snitching
in
of course.
This situation or telling or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But we now kind of have concrete evidence that they're taking Thug really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let go. And this is not going to have any type of positive implications for Young Thug. Because Dolly, his sister, was recently on Instagram Live, I believe, just complaining essentially about not having access to any money.
Yeah.
Which, if any person with a brain that's been following the situation realizes that they've frozen Young Thug's accounts.
Yeah. Which, if I might ask, if I might not ask, if I know this for a fact, because it kind of frustrated me when I don't know. That's why I don't like people sometimes, because I don't simple stuff like this. I'm not surprised about it, because that's the whole point of a RICO case.
Yeah,
it's to freeze. It's not to just throw you in jail, to freeze your assets. It's to link them to link the money to the stuff. To the wrongdoings. Usually, like in movies, it's the drugs. But you know what I'm saying? But in this case, it's
renting the car.
Yeah, renting a car, paying people off, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Paying for the guns. That's what this is. Linking the money to the criminal activity. And that's how you take down the little man to the top.
Yeah.
And that's how a RICO case works. And you actually see it working
right
now.
Here.
Yeah, right now.
Because now they've, and now that it's public, they've tried Woody on his life. And his family getting threats, and you know what I'm saying? They're about to have to move his family and all that. So, if you read the reports, Young, they haven't stopped. No matter if they don't have the money, they haven't stopped.
Yeah.
They really think this is that episode of Breaking Bad when everybody gets killed at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They really think this shit
is a game. It's a movie.
Yeah, they really think this shit is a game, and that they actually are going to. Gunna might get out, because like we've said constantly on this podcast, Gunna probably is not really connected to any of that shit besides the music.
Mm-hmm.
So if he'll get out, he'll get out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll probably say he probably doesn't deserve to be in jail. He might have bought some people some weed to sell. He might have bought a gun. You know what I'm saying? But
he wasn't on Crime Stoppers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He seems like a very nice kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even like patronizing him like that.
I know what you mean, though.
You know what I'm saying?
It seems like this isn't, that's not his lifestyle.
Yeah.
He didn't come from that. Well, he probably did, but like, he wasn't in that.
There's no reason for him to still be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Thug is done, man.
Smoke
he's done.
Baloney.
He's fucking, his boots are smoked.
That's how the kids say, smoke baloney.
Yeah, bro. His fucking boots are smoked. Speaking of, Aqib Talib, the, famous NFL cornerback. He played for the Rams for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure he played for the Ravens. He scored with Gilly. You know, he always shouts him out on Million
Dollar
Kids having business partners. Well, his brother has been charged in the murder of a youth football coach. Can you look up his name real quick?
The coach. Oh.
Yeah. But his brother, Yaqub Talib, is now being pinned as being responsible for the murder of a youth football coach. Pretty much that it's literally the most asinine dumb shit ever. They got in an argument over a youth game.
Mike Hickman.
His name was, what's that
name? Mike
now?
Hickman.
The coach's name was Mike Hickman. They get in an argument over a game and going back and forth. Eventually, and this is all on video.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, a gun is drawn and you hear pops. And the incident was Yaqub shooting Hickman. And, man, when are we going to stop doing fucking dumb shit? Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? This is not a thing of rest in peace of that man.
Yes,
for trying to do something for the kids. This is what you get. You can't, you know what I'm saying? That's where the saying, can't do right for doing wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All that shit comes from. Because what the fuck? That's beyond immature. That's just fucking stupid. You know?
Stupid. Why would you shoot somebody at a football game?
A youth.
Youth football game.
You're the coach of it. Over an argument. Over a fucking.
There's no way in hell.
But the thing is, really, that really rounds this off, that kind of ties it all up, is that they're known to be like that, just troublemaking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the brothers, you know what I'm saying? And it's sad that your reputation precedes you in that manner when you have the chance to have such a positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing we drew back to 21 Savage last week. Yeah, y'all might have been out there fucking coaching youth football, but y'all killed somebody.
You don't live that path.
You know what I'm saying?
You put the money behind the works, but you don't actually live. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing. Like, that's kind of what I'm on right now. It's one thing to talk about it. You could put money behind anything.
Yeah, easily.
But you don't really feel that way. You're not going to get. You're not going to change. You're not going to care. You're not going to find a positive aspect out of it.
Yep.
You're just either gonna fuck it up, or you're not gonna give a fuck.
Yep,
you just know how to put your money behind, and that's your ego.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? See, your ego allows you to fuck over little kids just trying to play football. You know what I'm saying? I feel, wasn't one of them one of his sons or something like that. One of the boys out there playing was probably, I think, was a, but still, it's like, that's supposed to, like, I've been like peewee football is something that ran in my family, like, yeah. ran in Chester, where I'm from, like part of Chester where I'm from. Yeah. Like, that was big for all of us growing up, and ain't nobody fight out there. Like, I don't remember one fight, yeah. One fight between parents. No, nothing. I mean, yeah, I remember it got heated sometimes. Mm. It definitely got heated, but it's still a game,
yeah,
for
exactly.
kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To do shit, yeah. To be in a community. That's community. You know what I'm saying? Then you can't even do, like, you can't do community shit for the community.
When you're the most able, when you're financially the most able to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's real sad. So, like you said, RIP to that coach for sure.
Yeah, and fuck them niggas, bro.
Yeah,
like, facts. High key, fuck them niggas, bro. Y'all bring guns to a kid's game.
That's true, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying, bro? It's shit is,
like, yeah, you bring guns to a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is safe for a kid to do?
Yeah, exactly. What is safe for children anymore?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's nothing safe for children anymore.
Nothing. Not even. Yeah. You can't even go to school.
Exactly.
School is supposed to be this. Growing up, school is supposed to be the safest place for a kid.
There's nowhere safe anywhere at all anymore. At least in America.
Yeah, facts in America.
That's a sad thought.
Kids can't walk down the street. Kids can't be kids.
Yeah.
They're being seduced by the internet every day. Then Tab, what'd you say? What was that whole discussion on Twitter? I seen you was talking about kids can't read.
Yeah, motherfuckers can't read. No, kids can't read no more. They can't. Yeah. They don't have real
I'm not even talking about, like, reading, like, they can pick up a whole book and read the motherfucker. I'm talking about, like, their basics.
Yeah.
Like, their basics. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Kids can't read, can't talk, can't
They know how to type. A lot of kids know how to type shit out. They know how to memorize.
Yeah, but they can't communicate.
They don't know how to, communicate. Or rather, like, yeah, communicate. Like, and it's
sad, bro.
It starts with the parents, man.
It always starts with them tablets.
They give them tablets.
And that's where it's all fucked up.
Tablets, shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to talk to your kids.
Yeah, that's where it's all fucked up, is the goddamn tablets.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, your kid's going to see fucking certain shit they shouldn't see. And that's it.
That's the saddest part about it, though.
The internet.
But that's how people grow up, though.
Too much information. It's too much.
Too much information.
We're in an age of too much information, is really what it is. Speaking of too much information, there should not be a reason we should be following Ezra Miller this much, this long, and neither one of us are fans of any of his work.
And it's crazy. I mean, yeah, he ain't really do shit in Justice League. Anything about it is, this is going on with Silento's shit. Silento went on for a minute.
That's true. But fucking Ezra Miller now is back in the States, and he's checking himself into mental health facility for complex mental health problems. And that's good, because we've been saying the entire time, like, there's no fucking way that this guy's on the up and up if all this shit's happening. And then he's doing all this shit to everybody, but they're totally okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, and that was when we found out that nobody but the parents of that one woman who was 18, I mean, sadly, still 18, everything was up to him, up and up. It's like, well, this guy's just kind of on a psycho.
He's a menace to society.
He was on a psycho, but on a menace to society, on a psycho bender way.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't necessarily harming anybody. He was just on a...
What the fuck? He like, ran a muck on the state of Hawaii.
He was fucking up Hawaii. I take that back. He was
ran a muck on the state of Hawaii.
But the crazy thing about all this is DC was still filming The Flash in between this motherfucker going to jail.
Hold on, like the movie or the show?
And anything that needed Ezra Miller, they were still
the movie.
Filming.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, I think he got scrapped from the movie.
There's no movie got scrapped.
It was either the Flash or the...
The show is different.
Either way, they're fucking filming him. They're still letting him come on set and film between these arrests, between these allegations. So it just goes to show you how fucking...
How fucked up Hollywood is. You can get away with anything in Hollywood.
Exploited.
Yeah, you can. And Alec Baldwin caught a body this year, and he's gonna get another job in the next 5 years.
It wasn't Alec Baldwin's fault, though, at all.
But, mister, you see what I'm saying? Like, if you...
This is Ezra Miller's fault.
I know, though. Like, it doesn't matter if it's your fault, my fault, his fault, my fault. If you can make money for these companies, they're gonna make sure you're gonna be on that set.
I don't know, look at the baby.
we're talking about the baby versus Warner Brothers in DC. I'm not talking about Ezra Miller as an actor.
DC itself doesn't make any money for real.
Because they already figured out how to scrap Amber Heard out the whole fucking Aquaman Jane.
But was that hard? I don't watch a DC movie.
Nah, but she, because she was Aquaman's girl in the movie, so she was gonna be in the movie the second one, I believe. Don't quote me on that, everybody. But I'm telling you, but they had to scrap her out from the whole movie. They can do what they need.
Oh, they can.
They're going to make sure they're going
to
either.
I'm saying, like, so you're saying it had to be the show. Because why are they still filming Ezra Miller?
Yeah, how can they still be filming Ezra Miller?
What do you mean?
Unless they already finished filming it. I don't think they finished filming it, though. There's no way they finished filming it, though. And just had the shit to put in them.
No, he was, like, getting out of jail, filming, going to jail, getting out of jail, filming. Reports coming up, coming back to film.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. That makes sense, though.
You really think so?
Rappers do that shit. When they getting in and out of jail.
Recording is different. Buying studio time is different from showing up for a call time. Being given a call time is a lot different than, hey, yo, yeah, book the studio. I just got out. There's a huge difference. You don't book yourself on set.
Because you're already on set. You're already contracted.
You don't live on set, Nate.
I know you don't live on set. Unless you're out of, you know,
Nate, if you get out of jail.
Yeah.
If you're going to jail every few weeks.
Yes.
What actor is staying in a movie if they go to jail every few weeks?
Shit.
We can't depend on him to make call time because we don't know he's in jail. If he's going to be in jail or not.
He must not have a lot of scenes.
Who would they move around? No, who? I've been on a movie set once, like a legitimate movie set.
Yeah.
You know, they're not moving around for one person. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's George Clooney or.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you be given that much leeway?
Fuck if I know.
You don't think that's wild?
I think it is wild. But in a movie that requires five superheroes, they're going to make sure they have five superheroes.
But what if it's just a show? I don't know
if it's just a show, he's not on the show. He's not the actor.
The Flash.
The Flash. He's not that actor.
Oh.
He's not that actor. That's a whole different actor. All
right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what you should have said.
I thought you knew that.
I don't watch DC. I don't know.
Oh, damn. But I think, yeah. Because CW makes that show.
Okay.
And they can't afford Ezra Miller.
Okay, fair enough.
Or the fucking CGI for all that shit.
Man, speaking of can't afford, I'm not our boy because I'm, you know, fuck with Ross. Rick Ross.
damn, you don't fuck with Ross?
Not actually direct like Ross. I was kind of just joking there. But do fuck him on, like, this circumstances because this is kind of shitty, especially when you preach what you preach. For somebody who preaches economics and, you know, stability and black-owned business and financial power, Rick Ross chain, a number of his
Wingstop
chains have been fined for just violations such as, you know, making employees pay for uniforms. Well, let me get everything out of here. But essentially, Rick Ross is
background checks, cash registers.
Hold on, let me, because this is actually legitimately disappointing in the long run. For somebody who teaches so much or preaches so much financial literacy and entrepreneurship and, you know, make your money, spread the wealth shit, especially for somebody black, Rick Ross, and him being charged with these violations in his Wingstop chain restaurants, locations, as fucking... That shit's disappointing and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way you're telling me that you're forcing fucking employees to, like, illegally pay for safety training. Like, how are you going to charge somebody to learn how to do...
Your job. The job.
You know what I'm saying?
Safety training.
Charging people for background checks. Like, you're a million... Like, you have the money to
do this. And the thing, this is in Mississippi, too.
Probably one of the poorest places in America, as far as...
And
population, you know what I'm saying?
And feds have fined five Mississippi Wingstop stores for underpaying employees, all stores ran by Rick Ross and his family.
When I first saw this, because I saw traces of this before he put it on the docket, I want to say it was either on Reddit or Instagram, but the person that really broke the news was a girl who had like a death, and if something crazy happened, couldn't come to work. They said if she didn't come to work, she was fired. She didn't come to work. Not only did they say she had to return the uniform, but they also never gave her a check.
Damn.
Oh yeah. And this was Rick Ross's cousin that ran the Wingstop, or you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So he's passing the wealth out to his family, but not helping it anything beyond that. And that's a huge part with our community. We really have to fucking focus on.
That's crazy.
Because we'll share the money with our family.
But won't teach them how to fucking use it. Yep. I was just thinking, and it's crazy that we're talking about this now, because I don't give a fuck about Rick Ross. That's some fucked up ass shit. I ain't never had Wingstop today in my life in the first place. But. Yeah, that's a big part about it. I was thinking about that shit yesterday, and it's crazy. I was dead ass thinking about that shit yesterday. I'm gonna keep explaining on that, because I was thinking about that shit yesterday. But I was thinking, if I just came up on a whole bunch of money, if I came a billionaire, you know what I'm saying, overnight type shit, I would make sure I would first take care of everything I had to take care of for myself.
Yeah.
Then I would take care of everybody else.
Yeah.
But for the next 3 years, I'm going to make sure everybody knows how to use every piece of that money correctly. You know what I'm saying? If I give you $1 million, you shouldn't be coming to me asking, hey, I only got $200,000. No, you should be like, all right, Nate, I done made $2 million. Yeah. Like, there should be no reason why we should be losing money if I'm giving you money.
But there's also no reason that at the black community, when we're as disadvantaged as we are financially, that you should be imposing these type of frivolous illegal fractions on your employees if you truly care about black prosperity.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
Everyone wants to be a standout.
If you truly care about black prosperity, you're going to help them, not hurt them. And shit like this just only hurts people.
It's all about.
And I know you say, oh, I can fuck about my money, but when you have that much, like, I mean, I've never had that much. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But see, the thing about me, Percy, though.
You also don't stay rich by spending money.
You don't either. But you got to spend money, make money sometimes.
Yeah, so you do.
So you got to take risks. You know what I'm saying? A nigga with a lot of money always gonna want more money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's very
Elon Musk still want more money.
Yep.
Bill Gates still want more. Yep. Bill Gates don't want that much money. He kinda wanna give his money away now.
Probably tax reasons.
Yeah, tax reasons. But he did say he doesn't have a lot of money, that he doesn't really know what the fuck he has all for. But in general though, it comes down to the fact that, like, yeah, black, but oh, not to what I meant to say. I'm sorry. I had a problem. I never really liked the motivational shit that Ross does anyway. Because I always feel like it feels disingenuous.
Yeah, it is.
Shit like that feels disingenuous at a point in time.
You can tell now it definitely is.
Exactly. And that's just me. Like, you're not going to sit here. Even I did see, I know somebody that went to his little car show at his house in Georgia. And he said it was, you know what I'm saying, fun and hospitable and stuff like that. But I don't believe in all that shit, especially when it comes to celebrities. Like, it's not, the thing about it, it's not about you saying shit, not about you doing shit. It's just like, just do the shit.
Yeah, you have to actually
do
the
shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Stop saying and
show. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to say his name in this equation, but Hove is the prime example. Hove doesn't do social media, so he doesn't have a reason to post about everything.
Yeah, that's true.
He always has outlets do it. You know what I'm saying? You never hear Hove say, "Hey, I did this."
Yeah.
You find out because outlet posted.
Somebody else will tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the person who benefited will tell you.
Exactly. And I think that's really how you really help people out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You have it with a kind heart, and you really just do shit. Like,
do
this
it
shit,
out of good intentions.
Yeah, do it out of good intentions. And
actually do it because you want to. Out of love. Yeah.
Because people be do shit like this, and you just scamming niggas. You look like a...
You putting businesses in the hood just to scam niggas.
Exactly. You putting...
Their money right,
and Wingstop is actually a pretty profitable business. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty... It's a chain restaurant. Yeah.
You didn't give these people uniforms. You didn't let them keep the fucking shirt that you're not going to give somebody.
Exactly.
Bullshit. So now we'll...
Little Pemberton's crazy, though.
Guess we'll end off the episode with the seemingly sad news, but honestly, it's really fucking great news.
I don't think it's great news. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's... I mean, I'm gonna fuck for real.
For
I hate myself.
For talking personalities like us, this is great news.
Yeah, makes more room for us.
Yeah, and well, not even room, but it just shows the how people are willing to expand on personalities more than shows now.
Yeah, true.
Angela Yee, they haven't slated a date, but it's set for this fall winter, tentatively. Angela Yee will be leaving The Breakfast Club in favor of doing her own two major productions on the network. And, I mean, honestly, with, like, lip service and all the shit she does anyways.
Nah, yeah, it's tough for her.
She kind of should be doing her own, you know what I'm saying?
I give Angela Yee props, though. She held it in. She ain't shung in there. Shung in there for a lot of interviews.
I'm about to say,
to where she wasn't being talked to, or why yet.
Angela didn't put up with a lot.
Angela, and that's the thing, though. Angela is good at her job. She wasn't... She's just not the best at that one. You know what I'm saying?
Especially, no, she's great at that job. It just seemed like she was easier to pick on.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
Or she was... Well, but there were times where she would just say some shit that wasn't even relevant to the conversation being presented.
Yeah, because I guess that she was going in the more journalism.
Yeah, I know,
kick. Like, yeah, but... The funniest thing about her announcing, like, how the Breakfast Club is going to change, because she didn't say outright that she would just be leaving.
She said all shit was over.
Yeah, she said it was over as we know it, trying to make a big spar, making a big splash.
It was a big splash.
And the first thing people bought up, of course,
was everything.
Was Charlamagne.
Yeah, of course, it was everything.
Seeing Charlamagne's highlight reel.
It's one of the best highlight reels. It's up there with LeBron. It's going to be up there with LeBron's. Because I didn't realize he has that much content. He has, and they said they still have so much more they didn't release.
Charlamagne, no matter what you feel about him,
he's a menace.
He's our modern day GOAT, and for a good reason. Because as soon as Angelique hinted at any possibility of the Breakfast Club being over, the Breakfast Club didn't trend. Charlamagne. When people said, "What's your favorite moment from the Breakfast Club?" we saw Charlamagne and then Envy with Desus and Mero.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Yeah. Oh, and the Tom K. Michelle checked.
Oh, yeah, that one. Nicki Minaj did too.
She checked Angelique.
She was like, he didn't even listen to the song yet. She was like, I'm going to stop coming up here because y'all always doing this. Don't even know nobody of material. Yeah, there's a lot of shit. They have a lot of, cause my favorite thing about the Breakfast Club was seeing how the background expanded with so much shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell when they first started out, they didn't have nothing in the background. Yeah. They were just interviewing niggas, and Charlamagne was just being a fucking asshole. What'd he say to Nelly or some shit like that?
No, what'd he say to them little kids?
Oh, he said, yo, y'all ran train.
Did you ever say, yo, we're 14.
Like, yeah, I know, yeah, this one did.
Hey, yo.
But that's what the thing about this. That's what should an old head go ask 14 year olds. Oh, go with 14 year olds.
Old time, bro. I brought my girlfriend to a funeral yesterday.
Oh, damn. That's a crazy. What was the first family gathering?
Yeah.
You see, that's crazy. I never take a girl to the first family gathering. I never take it to a goddamn family. Why the I'm sorry, me personally. Why the fuck would I introduce my girl to everybody at a funeral?
I don't think you know my family.
I don't know your family.
I'm going to have to tell you some stories.
I don't know your family.
I got a story for you.
But the thing about,
after we finish the pod,
I don't know. So what is the first family gathering you take your girl to? Well, obviously I know it's funeral for you.
Like a birthday party.
A birthday party. I think it's a birthday party too. I mean, Sunday dinner sometimes.
We don't really have family gathering. Well, I mean, she's my immediate family.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
My extended family. You know, we don't fuck it. We don't really.
I always forget. I'm different. my immediate family is everybody.
I'm about saying right here.
Yeah, exactly.
My extended family is like
everywhere. Yeah. So like, what occasion would it be to take them to meet your family in Philly?
I think one of my cousins is getting married in March, though, for real.
Oh, I bet.
So that might be a thing.
That would be a trip. You should make that a vlog.
That's going to be a trip.
Wish me his bomb.
That's going to be a trip. Alright, man. So I guess we don't give a fuck about Angelique leaving.
Oh, no, I do. Ish. No, I don't.
Okay. What, any sports news?
LeBron James' son, Bronny James, dunked the other day.
Alright, so...
I got something to say. House of Dragons comes on this Sunday. So
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am looking forward to House of Dragons.
I'm currently still watching Game of Thrones, getting as deep in it as ever.
Hey.
Game of Thrones is a really good show up until the 6th-7th season.
Pause.
I guess. Game of Thrones, I don't know. It's a show. I'm not talking about a person, nigga.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and sign us off.
All right, man. So this has been another episode of the podcast hosted by the guy, King Hoopla, joined by...
your boy, Mr. AKA Super Bowl 357, best known as Prince Godbody.
And you can find this episode on your local YouTube without the red. You can just use it. Regular YouTube free. And you can watch our video while doing other shit now on YouTube. So... You don't need the red shit.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying? So you can follow us on Simple subscribe and like and comment on our YouTube page, Simple Math Matrix, which will be the same handle on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. But on Twitter it's Simple Math MTRX. You know what I'm saying? You can like, comment, talk to us. Be on the lookout for our daily post of the facts of the day, which I find to be very amusing. Because I don't know. I didn't know some of that shit happened.
Yeah, I do love it.
Like, I did not know Sports Illustrated started today.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah,
Young Thug's birthday.
Or Young Thug's birthday.
And Madonna's birthday.
Madonna's birthday, too. It is Madonna. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That makes sense.
It's a lot of people's birthday.
It's a lot of people's birthday today. Yeah,
it's a lot of people's because, what is it? Christmas babies, I think. Because a lot of people have birthdays in the next few weeks. I know.
Yeah. Damn, I'm going to say. Notice, yeah. Oh, Elvis Presley died today. Babe Ruth died today.
Oh, man. Shout out Babe Ruth. Yeah. He actually said if he couldn't play with the Negroes, he won't go and play.
Yep. Damn, he did say that.
Like in the offseason, because they tried to find him for playing in the black. He would just go play baseball in black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he just wanted to play baseball.
Yeah, and they said, well, he won't race either. But they said if he did it, he was going to get fined. Like, fuck that. I'm bigger than baseball. Suck my dick.
Yeah. I smoked 12 cigars before I walked out to the first inning. Aretha Franklin died today, too. So, yeah, RIP to the Queen of Soul.
This year.
Yeah. Well, in 2018. Yeah. RIP to Queen of Soul. But yeah, so be on the lookout for all those, our vinyls of the day. We're gonna keep those coming for y'all. We'll look out for Permanent Records. We got more interviews coming out.
Yep.
What else we got coming out for them? Boondocks.
Oh yeah, we're gonna pick back up the Boondocks series recap.
Okay.
We have one more episode recorded, which was the intro for season 3, and it was also the intro for our Between the Numbers podcast.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You can go back and listen to, which was on the 2020 elections.
Yeah, so if you want to see all of our failed predictions, be on the lookout for that.
Exactly. We might have to reboot that.
I don't want to. I don't like, we're not going to spout that ignorance again.
Fair enough. But we are out. Peace.
Peace.